Mr. Flagburner, let me say something right up front. You had a clear legal right to burn that flag. The U.S. Supreme Court gave you that right, and its decision to do so is only one of many examples of freedom symbolized by the flag you torched. What you did is speech, and in America, speech is free. But it was a mistake to burn that flag. I'm guessing you did what you did because it was your way of saying something that millions of Americans also said this weekend, that war in Iraq is wrong and that the war is likely to bring more terrorism to our shores, not less. When you burned that flag, you may also have protested the steady loss of our personal liberties that a group of swaggering, cocksure men in Washington insist that we must give up in order to remain free from terrorism. Millions of Americans join you in opposition to the loss of those freedoms, including me. But it was still a mistake for you to burn that flag. It was a mistake because your action suggests that the problem is with what the flag stands for. But the flag doesn't stand for George W. Bush. It doesn't stand for Dick Cheney or John Ashcroft or Donald Rumsfeld. It stands for the democratic idea of free speech, the right to peacefully assemble, and the right to protest, as millions of Americans did this weekend who marched against this war. Most of the weekend protesters marched against what Bush, Cheney, Ashcroft, and Rumsfeld are trying to do to the freedoms the flag symbolizes. And the marchers, of course, protested against the zeal of these men to launch unprovoked aggression abroad. But when you burned that flag, you managed to suggest that these men are America. Why would you want to imply such a thing? I oppose the Bush team's policies because their behavior shows me that they're becoming the antithesis of fundamental American freedoms and ideals. They want to use unilateral military force to establish and defend an empire. They want searches without warrants, arrests that are secret, political gatherings salted with spies, and penal detentions that carry no charges. America's real patriots are those who are fighting back against these government excesses. They have a greater claim on the American flag than John Ashcroft does. That's why those who oppose this administration's policies should wave the flag instead of burning it. Protesters should refuse to cede that flag to cocky, authoritarian men in power who officially abuse what it stands for. This is Les O'Coin.